The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, each of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about our saint for the day, St. Charles Borromeo. So you'll forgive me if I talk about this gospel next time it comes up. Because the story of St. Charles Borromeo is one of the most inspiring stories of how God acts in the worst times not so very different from our own. His story has a lot of similarities to that of the life of Francis of Assisi, especially in the time in which he was born. Like St. Francis of Assisi, Charles Borromeo was born in one of the worst times in the history of the church. He was born in the early 1500s. It was a time in which the Protestant Reformation was in full swing, and the church was in need of reform badly. Church offices and titles were bought and sold for profit. It was a time in which bishops did not even live in their dioceses. They lived somewhere else, out on the Riviera somewhere, but they absolutely collected all the revenues from all their lands. Let me tell you, it was bad. And into this time, Charles Borromeo is born, and he's born into what is probably the most powerful and most wealthy family in all of Europe, the Medici family. So I don't know whether you remember how much of your European history from your high school history, but the Medici family ruled the Renaissance. It was a family that produced four popes. It was a family whose royal line was on most of the thrones of most of the countries of Europe. Ruled Tuscany for 300 years. Into this family is born Charles Borromeo without a care in the world, who needed nothing of what the gospel had to offer, because he had everything in the world served up to him on a silver platter. At the age of 12, young Charles Borromeo was given the title of abbot of one of the major monasteries of Europe as a birthday present. He didn't even have to do anything. All he had to do was have the title and collect the revenues. At the age of 22, Charles Borromeo was named a cardinal by his uncle, the Pope. Now understand, he was named a cardinal while he was a layman. No obligations, no commitments, no strings attached. Here's a man who had power, money, wealth, influence, privilege, and an easy life. And yet, beneath all those layers of worldliness, somehow the Holy Spirit spoke to the heart of Charles Borromeo. I'm telling you, God works in the most unlikely places. And he began to pray. And when he prayed, he heard a voice. A voice that said, "Feed my sheep, tend my lambs, care for my people." And he astonished his family by telling them that he wanted to become a priest. Over and against their objections, they wanted to continue his royal line, but he insisted. And he was ordained a priest and a bishop, and he was named Cardinal Archbishop of Milan at the age of 25. Now try to imagine that, right? And immediately, he began to do things very, very different. He insisted that he live in his diocese and care for his people. He turned the royal palace of the archbishop into a home for the destitute and gave away the furniture. He preached reform of the clergy and care for the poor, and people were none too pleased. He resolutely opposed all the powers of his age, secular, clerical, and even the Pope himself. And one night in December, when he was praying alone in his cathedral in Milan, he survived an assassination attempt by a paid assassin who shot him at point-blank range. His survival was considered to be a miracle. And he immediately, upon getting better, went right back to work. He cared for plague victims, often feeding them with his own hand, and spent down a tremendous part of his mighty family fortune feeding as many as 70,000 people a day. Charles Borromeo died at the age of 46, and they say that he worked himself to an early grave. A couple inspiring things that you take away from the life of Charles Borromeo. First of all, the way he embodies what our Lord taught. He said, "If you would be my disciple, you will be opposed, often by members of your own family and your own household. Father against mother, and mother against father, and brother-in-law against sister, and sister-in-law against brother." Charles Borromeo was no stranger to opposition from his own family. And he embodied our Lord's greatest commandment: love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. But I think the most inspiring thing about the life of Charles Borromeo is that he shows us that when things are at their worst in the world, God is at his best, and he raises up saints. I'm telling you, from the most unlikely places, and you know the same God who was on the job in the days of Charles Borromeo, he's on the job once again in our own time. I guarantee you, in a time in which we need it more badly than ever before, he's raising up saints, and from the most unlikely places, and you're going to see it in your lifetime. Because the darker things get in the world, the more clear it becomes where the light is coming from. This lets you and I never lose trust in God's good providence and be inspired by the stories of the saints, stories like that of Charles Borromeo, and commit ourselves to being part of God's greater plan. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Charles Borromeo, pray for us.